Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're coming in. We're coming in. Yes, we're coming in. We are coming in. All right, so the FDA, data shows favorable safety profile for Moderna COVID vaccine. Let's let them know that we are live on Instagram. We're going to let them know that we are live. What is Instagram? Instagram always be messing me up here. Hold on here. Okay, they're checking the connections now. We are live on Instagram now. Let's go to YouTube. ScrewTube has been checking with, we're checking the connections. And I know we always live on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. The Lawyer Henderson Show is live. And we are basically in the building. How's everybody doing today? I hope you are doing good. I hope you're doing fabulous. The topic today, or I should say tonight, is about the safety of the vaccine. Is the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, safe? And why two black doctors, specifically black female doctors, and what they taught about what they taught us about taking the COVID vaccines here. And the Lawyer Henderson Show, maybe taking your calls if you want to call in, 516-418-5867, 516-418-5867. Now, we're going to be coming on, y'all. We'll be coming on temporarily for, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Okay? The Lawyer Henderson Show to catch us live is on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. We'll come on Saturday if there's a need to, but Wednesday, we're going to change it up, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday at 7:30. Give you sometimes 7 o'clock, but mainly 7:30, and give you enough time to come on and come on within the chat room live on YouTube with us and Law Talk Radio, that which is our national streaming service. So we're talking about the vaccines and how unsafe they are. That's today on the Lawyer Henderson Show. So stick around, because we have a whole vaccines. That's today's topic. Is the vaccine safe? Why two black doctors have taught us so far about the COVID vaccine treatment? That's today. And here you have doctors. Now, we're doing this rebroadcast because YouTube, ScrewTube basically, had said that there was no sound on the video from last week. And so I promised you that we were going to go back over this. You understand? So Dr. Fauci come out, and Dr. Fauci says that there is a black doctor, and she is leading the charge, and she basically is the one who helped to get this COVID-19 treatment out there, and the African-American community shouldn't worry about anything about the COVID-19 vaccination. And she basically said that this black doctor was going to help us and to the fight against the COVID-19, so-called virus. There's a black doctor by the name of Kismikia Corbett, and she's helping to lead the fight with the COVID-19. This doctor at the age of 30, she basically is helping in the fight of the COVID-19. And you see her right there next to White Daddy, and she's smiling up a storm because White Daddy has brought her into his organization. And so Dr. Fauci go to the black press, well, the old dead black media, because nobody's listening to them no more. You know, of course, your roly-poly Martins and your Black Enterprise and also these civil rights retreads like the Urban League and the NAACP. See, we're not listening to them. But let the white media tells it, Dr. Fauci has basically got this black doctor. She's the one who is helping in the fight, you see, against the COVID-19 virus. You see, and so therefore, White Daddy has his bed wench, and she's going to sell us the lies here. Now, the problem with Dr. Kamezia Corbett, who is a part of Dr. Fauci's NIH vaccine research, the problem with this bed wench, I mean this woman, is that Ms. Corbin was found to be on Twitter talking bad about black folks. Before Dr. Kizzy, is what they calling her, Dr. Kizzy, you know, white men like to give black women these names, these nicknames and all this, and that basically charms them, you know, in order, you know, especially these bed wenches that love their white daddy. They want their zaddy coming in and stuff, so they give them these little nicknames, these slave bed wench names and stuff. But anyway, Dr. Fauci and President Trump was brought in. And the article before, let's go back to that article, December 10th. Okay, now this is 20 days before the COVID-19 virus had hit the shelves. And you had Dr. Anthony Fauci, who basically have been exposed as not really basically an expert on what he's trying to sell to the rest of the people. You know, that you had other doctors who are actually saying that Dr. Fauci is a fraud and he doesn't have really the credentials in order to basically say what this virus is doing and what type of medication. So this man is a fraud, but basically he's been chosen just because he's with the white elitists by the government in order to basically be behind this science, which we call dirty science, because this is not real. This is not a real virus out here. It is a flu-like symptom of a strain that has been attacking white folks. But they're using black people as a scapegoat in order to try to get these clinical trials out the way. And that's the reason why they put Dr. Kizzy out there. She's the one that's going to be helping White Daddy lead this so-called fight. But what it is, is that it is nothing more than a fight to try to destroy black people, to try to then experiment on black folks, just like the Tuskegee experiment that we saw, and that go ahead and look at my article on the Tuskegee experiment that we basically talked about a few weeks ago. But Dr. Kinsey basically were on Twitter. She was talking bad about black folks. This woman hates black people. This woman basically has not looked in the mirror to this, you know, to understand that she's a black woman herself. But basically, this is the type of black people that white daddy, white mommy loves. But in the article, Dr. Kinsey is standing with President Trump and Dr. Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. The article goes on to suggest that they're the ones that's going to be leading the fight, and a black woman is there, and she's helping basically in a fight against COVID. The problem is that they're using Dr. Kinsey. Dr. Kinsey is only 30-something years old, and she's really in the fight for what? Okay, yeah, you can say that somebody is not telling the truth. The article goes on to say that Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging black Americans hesitant to take the COVID-19 vaccine to trust the process, in part because one of the scientists at the forefront of the vaccine's development is a black woman. You see, the nation's top infectious disease expert, speaking at an event hosted by the National Urban League on Tuesday, said it was important to acknowledge the U.S. history of racism in the medical research and understand how it has fostered mistrust among some black people. Okay, now let's stop right there. They said the National Urban League. Why do these white folks in government who try to handpick our leaders think that we're listening to the National Urban League? Why do they think that we're listening to the NAACP? Why do they think that these organizations got our back and we basically is black grassroots? Now, there might be some old bootlicking Negroes who follow them, but the estimate of 5 to 6 million black folks who do not follow the National Urban League or the NAACP and all these civil rights sellouts, they're not, they don't have basically all of the power to educate us. What the hell has the National Urban League did for black folks? What has the NAACP did? We have basically saw them sell us out and have allowed Jews and other white liberals to infiltrate their organization all the time and to sell to us what the late, great Harold Cruz called non-economic liberalism. That's basically what all of these so-called civil rights organizations has done. The article goes on to say, though, that but Fauci stressed the oncoming COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, adding that African-American scientists have been involved in the development. Now, notice they said scientists. They only trot out one old bedwench black woman who basically hate black people, hate the black community. She's all on Twitter talking bad about us, but she's the scientist that's going to lead COVID-19. And basically, you need a lot of clinical trials. You need a lot of research when you talk about the vaccine. And in a minute, we're going to be talking to you about now that the FDA and another black doctor who basically is now telling everybody, do not get the COVID vaccines. Why? Because it has called Bell palsy right on her right side, left. We'll look at the video in a minute. But now the FDA is now warning people that in certain types of clinical trials and certain nurses that had taken it basically had developed Bell palsy. Remember the white doctor who took it, the white nurse who took the COVID-19 vaccine on camera. She fainted, you see. This vaccine is very dangerous. That's the problem with basically rushing things to clinical, through without there being years and years of research. This vaccine has been basically approved by the FDA. That's because Dr. Fauci had paid a lot of people off. He had paid the newspapers off. And it was one newspaper who was basically going to give the alternative to the COVID-19 and is going to tell everybody. But Dr. Fauci, of course, along with his handlers, even paid Dell's magazine people off, and therefore when they were supposed to release the documentary called The Plandemic, all of a sudden there was a stall into that specific newspaper, the television show, network that was supposed to air the documentary. You see, so a lot of these people have been paid off so that the propaganda could continue. And Dr. Fauci is a part of this. And every time you got some black woman smiling with some white man somewhere, watch out. That's dangerous. I told you about this. Dr. Fauci is basically using folks in order to then again spread his propaganda. That's the reason why the black media has came on board. The black media is going to help you to discuss what the facts are about this particular vaccine. This vaccine is not safe. This vaccine has already caused a person to faint. It has already caused a person Bell's palsy. And basically, they have rushed this through clinical trials, and now the FDA is coming out saying, by the way, it caused Bell's palsy. Well, thanks for telling us it's too late, because we already got two black doctors who have already got these symptoms. But they're going to try to force us to take these vaccines. They're going to tell people, especially the ones in the ghetto, you know, the World Star hip hop crowd, y'all can't get y'all food stamps or no checks or anything, your government system program, if y'all do not have these vaccines. You might not be able to travel to this country or that country if you don't have the paperwork that says that you took these vaccines. By the way, that caused Bell's palsy. And this is the fight, Dr. Kinsey Kamikia Corbett, who basically is a part of Dr. Fauci's NIH vaccine research, basically is the person who they're going to help to put on the face of why black people should take it. They even were so desperate, they had basically brought in a black couple who's claimed that they have been, an old black couple who claimed they've been around during the Tuskegee experiment, and like, oh, that was back then. Hospitals and doctors and scientists, they're way different now. No, they're more dangerous now. Just like white supremacy is more dangerous. You see, their ancestors, white ancestors murdered and killed and shot and hung black folks in the past. Now their children are way more polished. Their children, the white supremacist children, are more polished. They basically are more polished than their parents. They don't have to then kill you. They can basically bring on all kinds of propaganda. You see, the slave master children are more dangerous because they don't need to do like their ancestors did and just went out there and hung and just enslaved black folks. Just killed us on the spot like their ancestors did. The white generation we're dealing with now is more sophisticated. They're more polished, like I said. They're more educated. We're living in an information age, and so now, therefore, they're using all kinds of science and all kinds of things in order to make sure that they can manipulate black folks into doing things. That's the reason why black folks are easy to manipulate, talking about we're living in a multicultural society, and then when you turn around and see where black folks are economically, we're at the bottom of every political, social, economic arena. You see, that is called what? Making sure that you have basically screwed up the mentality of a whole people, and you keep them in a segmented labor market, and you keep on just drowning off in their throat and their mind that you are in a diverse society and you are multiculturalized, but you're not, because you can't show me the multicultural business partnership that you have with whites, with Asians, and Koreans, etc. So black folks are easy to manipulate, and they every time that they have been giving our women jobs and giving them tokens, when white folks start giving our people jobs as police chiefs and jobs, start giving you corporate jobs next to them, they start giving, you know, in Hollywood, they start basically to help shape and giving, this is the first black female, she's going to be the vice president of app acquisitions or development. They start to give away goodies, okay, at the time that black folks said, man, we're going to focus, we're not going to vote right now, we're going to focus on our economic system. We're not, see, the 1960s that happened, see, when we just stopped sitting behind the drivers, like I keep telling you, using an example. We didn't want to vote no more and stuff like that. We just stopped riding behind the drivers, the white drivers, the racist drivers. The system automatically changed. It quickly changed, you see, okay? But then when they start, like I said, when they start to give you all kinds of things, when they start saying, okay, we're going to have these immigrants come in, and the immigrants, they can basically undermine the black community. They're the ones that's going to come over here and basically try to get Negroes and say, hey, you know, we speak for the Negro. The problem is that they're not foundational black people who know the history of this country and the history of white supremacy. So every time that we've seen some old hood rat, loudmouth, bootleg Negro come out, you have to look at their past, and at some point you see they're coming from another nation. These are Negroes who are coming to help to supplant us, just like the Hispanics have done. We talked to you about the so-called black and brown coalition. There's no such thing as a black and brown coalition. You look at the history of the Hispanics, they have always sided with white folks. The Indians have always sided with white folks to oppress us. And so therefore, we have to get away from thinking that people is our friends. So we're basically dealing with the bootlicking class among us, okay? And these are the people like Dr. Kamezia Corbett who have basically been used to say that she participated in a clinical trial that she knew that she had no damn involvement in, okay? Dr. Fauci is not really a scientist. There has been all kinds of, you know, doctors who basically have basically exposed this man as not really being a virologist, have not really he's saying that he's somebody that he's not, and that he knows nothing about real science. But yet the government has put them on his payroll. Now, in fact, Trump wanted to just basically cut him off. But see, he got Bill Gates out there, and Bill Gates is flooding billions of dollars into these people and basically into media. Okay, it was me and Tariq Nasheed who told you about the picture, remember, about how Bill Gates and Barbara Walters and Anthony Fauci and Tom Brokaw, you had your media elite along with Dr. Anthony Fauci and your scientists all on a picture together, you see, because they're in the part of the elite class, and they only had one of their own, they only had one black bootlicking Negro up there with them, and that is, Richard Parson, okay, which I think he used to be the CEO of, I think it was either Tom Warner or some CEO that he had this position. Sort of remind me of Jim Clyburn's daughter, Manai Clyburn, who basically been called to be the FCC communications director for the Biden administration, in which I think that she basically sat on the board of Lionsgate. So you have, and this is the problem, this is what's been happening in the black community. This is why we only have about $1.3 trillion a year as a people, because we've been allowing people like organizations like the Urban League and the NAACP and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Remember, Byron Island called out Al Sharpton that if he basically do not protest certain types of things he could have that job on MSNBC as a, you know, so that he won't basically look at the facts that Comcast is a huge conglomerate that needs to, by some politicians thinking, to be divided up, and that they do not give a lot of advertising dollars to black media, black press. That's the reason why we have to go on YouTube and other places. See, the black media has been destroyed. And then you had a woman like Kathy Hughes, who says, okay, well, I'm going to make an alternative to BET. And then you find out, you look at her board of directors, they're all white. They got rid of their only black so-called news station with Roland Martin. Not to say that Roland Martin is somebody who basically will bring black news anyway. But the fact is that you just, when you bring in certain types of people, you get rid of everything black and you turn it into multiculturalism so that black folks never advance in a nation. And this is what they've been tricking the civil rights generation with. Okay, the civil rights generation have been allowing white people to lie to us. Thank God for the new voices of black media. Thank God for the young black generation. We're no longer going to be sitting around, you know, agreeing to what white supremacy is saying. They're so desperate, the Democrats, now they're knocking on our doors, talking about, did you vote? Did you vote? Did y'all go out there and vote? Did you go vote? Did you turn in your ballots? Did you go vote? Hell no, I didn't go and vote. Because the reason why I didn't go vote is because there's nothing tangible. Okay, when we did basically the forums, like Revolt TV did their panel, our discussion, even though it was a laughing stock for anybody who basically called himself a rapper thinking they're going to be an expert on, you know, our situation. But even if that's the case, one of the things I did get out of their panel was, is that basically we need something as Puff Daddy or P. Diddy or whatever he's calling himself now, described as something in exchange for our votes. No longer will we be going out there just voting without the black plight on the ticket. You see, the Democrats have sold us out so long that basically we gathered information within the black grassroots. It's, you know, you can see in the black community, there's like a lot of bootlick Negroes out there who like to get the crumbs of white supremacy. Then you have the older civil rights generation who's been telling us go out and march and vote and all that. Then you got those other black folks who basically, the 42% who was marriage and who do not want to even hang around the black, real black folks. So you got a lot of different types of people. But then you got us, the more than what estimate of 5 or 6 million black folks on a grassroots level. And we're the ones who had kicked the older civil rights generation out of the room. You see, these bought and paid for Negroes who've been licking white supremacy's boots, they're not controlling the narrative. And that's the reason why Joe Biden pimp slapped his civil rights hoes and told them, y'all need to stop talking about defund the police. You see, they were upset because it's the black grassroots. We're the ones out there, and we were telling them that to defund the police, that the police keep shooting us down. We got to start basically standing up and saying, defund the police. And they were upset about that. And so old bigot Joe, Jim Crow, Joe Biden, he basically was caught on audio, you know, telling his, you know, his civil rights hoes, y'all better stop out there telling them Negroes out there that they need to be defunding the police because we're not going to win those two seats in Georgia. We're not going to win. We don't give a damn about winning those seats. There is nothing on the agenda for black folks. We don't show up to the polls. That was our mandate on the grassroots level. And these bought and paid for bootlicks who be behind closed doors with white daddy and white mommy thinking that we're going to be a part of their solutions, no way. So now they're upset about basically us also in the black media and the new voices of black media. We are basically educating now about this vaccine. How not only did this vaccine basically had caused Bell's palsy into this doctor, but this doctor, what's her name here? Cavilia Mitchell. I hope I said that right. But Ms. Mitchell basically did a video that after she received the vaccine, at first she was fine. And then she woke up to the symptoms of Bell's palsy. And so therefore, when they had basically had people who were having the symptoms of Bell's palsy within the vaccines, that's when the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they're going to come out here to try to cover their tail by saying, oh, by the way, some of the vaccine may cause Bell's palsy in certain people, okay? But keep in mind that when you take these vaccines, of course, they have already ran up there to Washington and said, listen, y'all can't sue us for this quick vaccination if you take it, okay? There's no legal consequence. Okay, so why are we taking a vaccine if we cannot get any kind of legal reward if there is a situation when the vaccine is basically harming us, our facial expression is all gone? I want to just talk about to y'all about what kind of symptoms that Bell's palsy itself caused. Okay, Bell's palsy caused a lot of things, man. It basically caused all kinds of your side right here be all drooling, and then you have pain around the jaw or behind the ear. It affects the side. It gives you certain types of headaches. It also talked about the rapid onset of mild weakness to the total paralysis. Paralysis on one side of your face occurring within hours to days. And this is what the doctor woke up to. She woke up to the fact that after she woke up, you know, like I said, the 1 or 2 days, she was fine. That third or fourth day, she woke up, and when she took off that mask, her whole face was all covered up, and her face was drooling. Now, come on now. Imagine kissing somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Your girlfriend or your boyfriend, they take this vaccine, and you see how their face, they were all cute, and they were fine, and you like, baby, And then all of a sudden, she wake up, and her mouth is all drooling, like, oh! You'll be ready to go out there and get your new girlfriend in a minute. But see, this is what we're talking about. They have rushed these vaccines, and basically, you know, the typical vaccine, it takes years and years and years. It don't take months. It takes years into clinical trials. But this time, the clinical trials were the black nurses, and they want more black people to be clinical trial participants because they knew that they couldn't get anybody else to do it voluntarily. You see, when this vaccine started to kill off animals, they didn't tell anybody about this. They didn't tell anybody that the symptoms of the vaccine basically had killed off animals. And then on top of that, they demanded that the nurses and the nurses and supposed to be the people in the healthcare industry, they had to take it first. Okay, so when they took the COVID-19, of some of them, I don't believe had taken it. I think Dr. Fauci, he claimed that he took it now, and you had Trump who claimed that he got it, he took it. Then you got Joe Biden and all these other ones who are supposed to have taken it or whatever, and they were going to show you. They had also this nurse, according to U.S. Today, she claims that she took it, Nurse LaShawn Scott. So you had Nurse LaShawn Scott and another nurse by the name of Lindsay something. Where is she at? This other black nurses. Sandra Lindsay. So you had Nurse Sandra Lindsay, and you had Nurse LaShonda Scott. Now these are all black women here, okay? And I try to tell black women, explain to them, y'all are risking y'all life for white daddy. Y'all are really risking y'all life so much for white daddy. What is going on here? But they have Tamekia Corbett. Okay, Dr. Kinsey Corbett, like I like to call her the bad witch among this COVID-19, she basically, at first, she had her own doubts about this vaccine. But see, when White Daddy came and said, come on back here and just, you know, put this into there, and then they start clapping for her. Ah, you know, Dr. Kennedy, you know, she started mixing. She was in the lab playing around. This woman was in the lab. She wasn't really doing no real scientific work. Come on, let's stop playing games here. But anyway, they had Dr. Kinsey, and what when the Urban League hosts, they had some old Negroes they basically paid off. I think he's from the Urban League, or he did something, and he was somewhere part of the black media, was the old dead black media, of course. And they had him basically trying to ask Dr. Fauci some questions as to why the black community should trust the vaccine. And Dr. Fauci said, because one of the top doctors who basically is helping out is Dr. Kazmikia Corbett. She is a doctor that is helping in the fight with COVID, and the black community has no worries. Well, that's not the same thing that what the nurses and the nurses telling us, like, what's this nurse's name? Like the one who had died. Is it Susan Moore? Yeah, Susan Moore. Miss Moore, and then you had the CEO of the hospital there in Indiana who basically said that, oh, Miss Moore, when she was asking for all kinds of help, when they finally put her on that ventilator. Now, remember, when you go into the hospital, remember, the doctors already get paid $13,000 a patient. You understand? After they get their $13,000, if you put them on a ventilator, they get $3,900. So Dr. Susan Moore, she was complaining about race discrimination and how the doctors was treating her. This white doctor came out, the CEO, he came out and said this woman was basically difficult, and she was stubborn, she was talking bad about us, and blah, 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 blah. This doctor is now under fire now. The CEO of the hospital here in Indiana, I mean. So now you had Dr. Susan Moore that just died recently, and she made a video about how her treatment was in this hospital as a COVID-19 patient and nurse or doctor. So what we have to understand is that there is some issues with vaccines. Now, we did a commentary not too long ago about certain vaccines that had caused autism in children. Remember, when they basically do all these clinical trials and medication, they use animals first. It harkens back to what we just talked about when we talked about the AIDS virus. Remember, they said that came from monkeys. And basically, in their clinical trials, they had used the AZT medication. And by the way, it killed millions of people off. Finally, after killing off an estimate of more than 250,000 people in its clinical trials by using the so-called AIDS medication AZT, that's when you had the Food and Drug Administration and other people coming out and say, oh, this medication is dangerous. And who was basically an advocate of trying to get people to take all of this medication and trying to get people to take all of this in 1984? Well, it was none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci has been leading the causes of depopulation along with the Bill Gates Foundation with Bill Gates, and I call him Bill Fakes. Bill Gates basically has put billions of dollars, and he is now at war with another billionaire who is actually our president right now, Donald Trump. You see, they wanted Trump out of office right quick because he just didn't want just to just basically give black folks the virus. He said, okay, if this virus works, you know, we can basically get this to anybody and everybody. He said, no, let's get him out of office. He's basically standing in our way. And then now at that point, then Trump said, okay, I'll do whatever y'all want because y'all billions of dollars up against my billions of dollars. You know, y'all basically have bought the media. Y'all basically have bought all of these doctors and scientists. Y'all even bought the black bootleg, of course. And basically now everybody now has been bought out by Dr. Fauci and all of these other people like the CDC director, Redford. These guys have basically been in the depopulation business for years. This reminds me of what I told you when I talked about Dr. What's his name? This one doctor that created the HIV and AIDS virus. Remember him? Dr. What's this man's name? It's going to come to me in a minute. Dr. Robert Galo. Yeah. Dr. Robert Galo in the 1980s and 90s basically claimed that he isolated a viral germ as far as HIV AIDS, and basically that also had the same kind of you know, same kind of things that and you know, ideals and plans and things that we see now they're saying again with this COVID-19 virus. See, every year white people in the science community come out with something that may is able to depopulate the nation with. They come out because I told y'all they're upset with us. We in the black community have pointed this, or at least the black, not the black community, but the black grassroots and the black new voices of black media. We've been pointing out the white people are upset right now. In about a year, 2043, 45, or somewhere around there, there will be a minority in their own country, that the United States is not going to be just a nation that only have a majority of white people, that vast majority of your people in the country are going to be Hispanics. And the idea here is that you have Hispanics and blacks, okay? Asians are coming slightly in as well, but you're going to have more minorities than you are white folks. And they're upset about that. So the ideal is to, okay, so let's try to kill off some of these black folks, though. And so we're going to basically use people like Dr. Kinesia Corbett. She's going to be the face of this COVID-19 research. And so we'll have her to help, even though it's like the fact that she's on Twitter talking about how she hates black folks, she's going to be the one who's going to help in a fight against COVID-19, okay? Unfortunately for her and Dr. Fauci, here is the new voices of black media because we never had this media. So we didn't have the internet in the 1990s, did we? So you didn't have the black grassroots with voices, did you? You see, you didn't have us taking on all of these frauds and these phonies. You didn't have that back in the 1980s and 90s. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have us talking and basically being on code because we didn't have any kind of, you know, vehicle to get the information out to the black community. We didn't have the new voices of black media. We didn't have black grassroots and organization. Now that we do, this is more dangerous to the slave master's kids. The idea here is that they have been trying every year, like I said, from the SARS to anthrax, to H1N1, all of these other types of, you know, SARS and other things, all of these types of diseases they've been trying to basically create in their science and government laboratories that was going to try to kill us off. They've been trying for years, okay? And so therefore, with the use of condoms, which, you know, you can argue that, oh, condoms are this and condoms are that. No, condoms is a form of genocide. Bottom line, form of genocide. But this doctor here told us, this Dr. Mitchell, the registered nurse who had got the Bell's palsy, remember, she said her whole left side face was messed up. Or was it the right side?
No, she was, yeah, no, her right side. Her whole right side was messed up.
And she said herself that I wouldn't, you know, want this for my worst enemy. In other words, if she basically did not like you and she was just so upset with you, she wouldn't steal at that point, even though she didn't like you and she hates you, she had a disdain for you. But she wouldn't basically say that you should get the vaccine because I'm upset with you, I have a disdain for you. She said that I wouldn't want this for my worst enemy. That letting you know right there is that this is a dangerous vaccine. She basically experienced what we've been trying to teach y'all in the black community all the time. She's experiencing the fact that these clinical trials were not only too quick, but this vaccine is very dangerous for anybody to take. We talked there, of course, earlier about the white doctor that fainted on national TV. She just passed out. So we have a situation of basically listening to Dr. Fauci and all these other people. That's the reason why they wanted to hold out on the movie, the documentary, Plandemic. The movie Plandemic was going to show us an illustration as to what Dr. Fauci had been up to since 1984 and there would have been other neurologists and other pulmonologists and whatever you call them, and virologists and everybody, they've been saying, physicians and other people, they have been out here talking about why are we being forced, like doctors have been forced, and to then say on death certificates that people are dying for COVID-19. All of a sudden, oh, nobody's not dying of cancer that much anymore. Nobody is not dying from AIDS no more. Nobody is not really dying from other types of so-called diseases that we got out here. Okay, they all now die for COVID. Okay, so how did COVID become the premier disease that everybody is dying from now? I mean, even if you're in a car wreck, they're going to say, oh, he had symptoms of COVID, you know, and he died there right at the scene. But yet he or she was in a car accident. You see, they're so desperate to try to get this into our mind that this is a real virus, and it's not. Okay? And that's exactly what your government does. It basically puts fear into people. It forces them to go out and take the vaccine, and the vaccine is the virus, okay? The disease and the virus itself is the medicine, the medication. The disease that you're getting, you're having to go to the hospital and die, and then they label it, oh, yeah, so you got, he died for COVID. Boom, boom, okay? And this is a part of Dr. Anthony Fauci's plan. This is what the science community has been engaging in all their time. They're already upset with certain types of us in black intellectual society, mainly because we have identified that white people are not really, you can't, their origin was somewhere around 6,000 years ago, but you can't basically just, you know, try to identify where they originally come from. You know, you had the Nation of Islam who talked about the evil black scientist Yaku. And you have other types of origins of the Europeans, okay? That's the reason why in college, the real black professors and teachers who teaches you truth about history and culture, they often talk about that you have to use European history as mythology, okay? Because their history, they have not been around long enough on this earth, okay, to basically, I mean, everything that they have is stolen from us. So basically, yeah, it does make sense to basically, you know, steal other people's stuff and then claim it's your own and then sell it back to you.
Okay, and you got Negroes who believe this, and this is the reason why we have never, ever been able to then move up in the social, political, and economic arena. But back to this vaccine that we're taking, that they're trying to force us to take, basically there are going to be a lot of things that you cannot do if you don't take this vaccine. We can't force you to take it, they're going to say. Oh, we can't force you to take it. But in order for you women to get your food stamps, we got to make sure that you've taken your vaccine. And it shows right here on our paperwork that you don't have the vaccine. See, they're going to try to do stuff like that. But we can't force you to take it. But in order for you to get housing, public housing, we have to see that you've got a copy of the records that you took the COVID-19 vaccine. And it shows on our record that you have not. You see? This is how white folks talk to you. They talk to you as far as paperwork, documentation, licenses, and all kinds of things. Okay, we basically can give you that. You know, we can let you go out of the country. And you got your passport, but right here it shows that you have you haven't taken your vaccines for COVID. So there are going to be certain types of things that you cannot do unless you take this vaccine here. And so it was us in the New Voices of Black Media. We've been basically exposing the doctors like Dr. Fauci, and we've been exposing these bootlicking, bought and paid for Negroes who've been aligning themselves with these white supremacists who basically are behind closed doors playing around with dirty science here. There was a man who they claim had died from pneumonia. He was a real biologist, or I think he was somewhere. He had a degree in real study, in real science, unlike Dr. Fauci, and they found him dead. You know, everybody who basically tell the truth, you know that they be finding them people dead. And how dare you come over here and tell, you know, these niggers, what we're doing behind closed doors, okay? And all of a sudden, those people die, because the thing about it is you don't want, it's dangerous for, black people won't listen to another black person, okay? But when white people start telling them, some things, they basically are more dangerous because black people listen to white folks more over. So when this white doctor came out and when others came out and talked about what Dr. Fauci and what Dr. Robert Galo and all these other doctors were doing. Of course, remember you had the black doctor, Boyd Graves, talked about the HIV/AIDS and how there was a cure and a patent for it. You had a lot of these people murdered and killed because they didn't want the truth out at that time, especially in the 1990s where you had the AIDS so-called epidemic. You had the science community basically needing more money pumped into it because there were less people wanting to go to the hospital, specifically men. You know, you can't get us because of the hospital for shh. And this is one of the reasons why. Because every time we have went to the hospital, we have found out that we have not came out of there alive. And this is what they're doing. This is dirty science. You're, in other words, you're volunteering to kill yourself. That's the bottom line. But Dr. Fauci and others, they don't see, this is what you know about white supremacy. They would not put handcuffs on these doctors who are engaging in all kinds of genocide, okay, which they're supposed to do according to the law. But, of course, when you're a white elitist and you also have your black bootleg flunkies out there helping out, those people are going to basically be unscathed to the situation. They're going to be the ones that the white supremacists are going to hold on to. We talked there about the fact that after you get the symptoms of Bell palsy and all other types of things in a vaccine, but there is no legal recourse for you to do it, for you to get any compensation if the vaccine is basically they're going to destroy your facial expression. You know, they bring all kinds of just you know, paralysis, or what I said earlier. I hope I didn't say it right, but, you know, they bring all kinds of just drooping to the face. You know, you got pain, you're drooling, your mouth is down here, you're looking kind of like just toe up. You're looking like somebody on Halloween with the mouth just screwed up. Remember Gina on Martin when she had, you know, had that big old blister and stuff like that, and she had all those kind of just, and you know what I'm saying? And Martin said, oh, man, I don't want to kiss her. You know, so you got this kind of facial, like you have Down syndrome. And so it's like you have Down syndrome, okay? People that are kids that we see that have Down syndrome or have autism, they basically got the Down syndrome or autism from vaccines, most likely. Okay? Down syndrome, of course, you can argue that it basically comes from smoking or any other type of thing, but most likely the doctor has basically, or nurse, did not know what the hell they were doing when your child was a baby, gave you those vaccines, and your baby had Down syndrome, or they had autism, or they had some type of symptoms basically that the hospital gave them that they just didn't tell you, the parent. You understand? And so therefore what we're saying is that we have to watch out now, because every year it's going to get dangerous. Every year they're going to come out with a viral warfare-like technique in order to kill off certain types of people, specifically black folks. By year, only 20 years later, they do not want to be a minority in their own nation. And that's the reason why the scientists have been given billions of dollars by the government in order to say, well, what can we do to reduce these black folks and their population around the world? You got 2 billion Chinese in China. Some of them have already spread it out in Africa. Let's get rid of some Negroes in the United States. And we can basically do what is called a third world government. We can basically make sure that we put these Negroes back in slavery. But first, what we have to do is we have to sell them the ideal of taking these vaccines. If we can basically just create something that's going to reduce the population of black folks, then we basically, as white people, are satisfied on the white elitist level, you see. And so we have to look at these vaccines. Look at the women who have risked their lives. And basically, the question now would be, is that, okay, if it caused Bell palsy, in which the white media is going to argue, but why didn't Nurse LaShawn Scott or any other nurse got it? Why didn't, what's this woman named Sandra Lindsay? She's a critical care nurse from New York. Why she didn't get it? That's what they're going to start to ask you and ask me and other people who are basically exposing the truth about the vaccine. Okay, well, the FDA is saying that it may cause Bell palsy in certain people. That's what the FDA is saying. But who's to say, though, because we have two different types of vaccines, okay? Remember, you have the Moderna, and then you have the Pfizer. You have two of them. And then, according to an article that I read from the U.S. Today, you got to take this twice. Okay, you got to take this vaccine twice. This is not just one time. So a lot of people don't know, okay, if they're going to take two shots of what Moderna is giving them, or if they're going to take two shots of what Pfizer is giving to them in their vaccine. And so therefore, Moderna is the company that basically we found that this Bell palsy and their vaccine is caused in the was caused in this nurse and other two people as well. We've seen, of course, that because the vaccines were not safe, and because we had that woman who had passed out in a live interview, suggests that now that people have gotten this vaccine, that it has been dangerous and should have been removed, or shouldn't even never went through the situation of being approved by the FDA to say that this is going to be what we need as far as a vaccine for COVID. But CNBC says that the FDA staff recommends watching. Oh, I only got 27 seconds on YouTube, on Instagram. You will have to go to Lawyer Henderson TV on YouTube to basically continue the discussion with me, because YouTube, of course, I mean, not YouTube, Instagram basically do not allow me to stay on but less than an hour. So sorry about that. But those people who are on YouTube, we're going to continue here. On YouTube, we basically going to continue what the article is saying. The article is writing down here. It says, like I said, the FDA staff recommends watching for Bell's palsy and Moderna and Pfizer vaccine recipients. Okay. The FDA said that there were four reported cases of Bell palsy among Moderna's 30,000 trial participants, including three who got the vaccine. However, currently available information is insufficient to determine a causal relationship with the vaccine, the FDA wrote in a briefing document. The FDA's guidance of Moderna vaccine issued Tuesday was similar to its guidance of Pfizer vaccine last week. U.S. Food and Drug Administration staff recommends monitoring people who get Pfizer or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine shots for possible cases of Bell's palsy, since it's not necessarily a side effect, but worth watching out for after a handful of trial participants got the condition, which caused half of your face to droop. Okay? That was the word I was looking for earlier. A 54-page staff report released Tuesday said there was four reported cases of Bell palsy among Moderna's more than 30,000 clinical trial participants. Three of the participants who got Bell's palsy also received the vaccine instead of the placebo shot. Pfizer trial similarly had four reported cases of Bell palsy out of some 43,000 participants. All four Bell palsy cases in Pfizer trials got the vaccine and not the placebo. The staff, which endorsed the emergency use of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine, said there wasn't enough data to tie the cases directly to the shot, but it warranted close scrutiny. Okay? Two of the cases of Bell palsy, almost Moderna's vaccine group, had since resolved, while one was still ongoing at the time of the report. The FDA staff said the vaccinated participant experienced paralysis between 22 days and 32 days following inoculation, they said. Bell palsy caused the sudden freezing of weakness in a person's facial muscles that temporarily for more people, according to the Mayo Clinic. The exact cause isn't known, but it's believed to come from either a viral infection or the swelling and inflation of nerves that controls the muscles on one side of your face, the Mayo Clinic says. So now we have them saying in certain types of people that if you get this vaccine, it may cause Bell's palsy. Okay?
we basically get a lot of times scientists want to play with dirty science oftentimes. And we basically risk our lives as black people to want to make white daddy, white mommy happy because we're volunteering to risk our life to make them happy, to make them sell things and sell something to us and to people, and it doesn't matter what the sales ticket is, we'll do it. That is our problem as black folks. Why do we basically have to sell out for white supremacy's money? And we have a lot of people who are willing to do that. Paper money that you're not going to be able to take with you when you die. As one wise man says, that after you die, there's no U-Haul truck right next to the hearse bringing all your belongings with you. Okay? But when you sell out your people because of money in order to hurt them, that is the most damaging and the most traitorous thing that you can ever do, is basically get people to intake on something that is dangerous for them. And this is what Dr. Kamezia Corbett represents. She's basically right there, as our sister Vicki Diller says, with the beast, having no problems of basically trying to get the black community on board with this. She has no problem. If this is going to get her a white daddy, she has no problem with doing everything she can in order to get that white daddy. Doctor, we have four black women, maybe five, that is surrounding this whole entire COVID-19 vaccine situation. They are nurses, and I'll say nurses and doctors, not doctors, but nurses and doctors. Four or five black women. Let's talk about them. Nurse LaShawn Scott. Nurse Sandra Lindsay. Dr. Kamezia Corbett. We got five. The nurse Talivia Mitchell. Nurse Susan Moore. There's five nurses, probably one doctor, four nurses, all black women. Black women, are you going to ask the question as to what's going on? How can white daddy convince you over and over and over to take this vaccine and to sell your people into thinking that they're safe? Now, I give much respect to that woman, that black woman who says that I have to resign, I quit as a nurse practitioner because of COVID-19. I got into another industry. That black nurse should be praised because she did not basically want to experience how dangerous it is to sell people this lie. So kudos to her. I was going to try to find that video, but she did a video online on YouTube. We have time. We'll probably look for it and show it to you. If you're on Instagram, we're back on Instagram. On YouTube, it's kind of funny style because I'm still learning how to put up articles and stuff like that. Like everybody else, they they know how to put out the articles and stuff like that. And but, yeah, she basically quit. She said, I could not basically sit there and just do this. No. You also had a white doctor who said that he cannot do this no more. He cannot just keep on saying that people have been dying of COVID-19 when they have actually died over other types of illnesses and other types of instances and situations. He can no longer agree with the other people in the science community and other doctors that the vaccines will work. There's other types of treatment out there that he basically recommends that are safe if we're going to then have a vaccine or any treatment, the so-called COVID-19 epidemic. You see, if we basically, if the state TV station would have allowed the video or the documentary of Plandemic to be released, then we would have had a second opinion on what's going on as far as this COVID-19 vaccine, and to expose what Dr. Fauci and the other doctors, Dr. Redford from the CDC here in Atlanta, expose what they're doing and how they're making billions and billions of dollars in doing it, along with the Gates Foundation and other people who have been engaging in genocidal pursuit against Black and African people of the world. The Black doctor who who got this Bell's palsy after taking the vaccine is demonstrating to us, and she told us, be very careful. She does not recommend, as a nurse practitioner, she does not recommend you taking this vaccine. All the other doctors, basically, who the white supremacist media claims that have taken the vaccine, including Dr. Fauci, the question would be, did they take the same kind of vaccinations that Dr. Mitchell and others have taken, along with the white female doctor who had fainted on national TV? They cannot say yes or no to that question. And they're not going to admit that. They're not going to basically tell you that. It reminds me of Obama, who went down to Flint, Michigan, and tried to pretend like he was drinking water with all that lead in it, that lead poison in it. See, here's the thing that Black folks, we got to start understanding. We got to understand that we have a rogue government. This government has basically did everything it can to stop Black people from doing a lot of things. It had constantly discriminated against us. It basically trying to kill us off, reduce our population. It shoots and kill us like George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. It gives us no justice, right? But then we still wake up in the morning talking about we love to be in America. That's a people who are sick and who are despair. See, we basically have left white mommy and white daddy in control because we want to go out there and party and dance and smoke weed and do everything else. And even our parents, we are not really grown-ups, by the way. Because even our parents, even the older Black civil rights generation, they rely upon white daddy and white mommy for their daily bread. We have not advanced among these people. We talked about the ideal here, excuse me, that we basically like white supremacy because white supremacy do all the hard work. It keeps order in line. It keeps us in government. And Black people like that despite the fact that we are discriminated against on. We're the first to be fired, the last to be hired. We like those things. And therefore, we don't see ourselves running a government because we basically are like children. and then we'll go to church and then go out there and have a barbecue dinner at a park and think we did something. You see, other people have dealt with reality because they are able to run their own nation. They basically see what white supremacy are up to, even though they buy into white supremacy games. You see, white power basically, has trying to evolve itself because they know that they're a minority in the world. And like I said, in 2045, 2050, white people will be a minority in their own country. And so therefore, what is the plan for black folks? What is the plan for 41 million black people who you don't want, who you don't care about, who you don't like, unless these are black folks who are helping the system to oppress and destroy other black folks, like Dr. Camisia Corbett? You see, Dr. Camisia Corbett, she hates black people. She don't see herself with a black man. She don't see herself, her dark-skinned self, with anybody but white daddy. And therefore, those people are often dangerous. You see, her zaddy worshiping is basically the same thing. Just like this hood rat who came out here trying to disrespect Ice Cube. You see, that hood rat, she was out there talking crazy about Ice Cube. And then basically when she started talking about the LGBT community, how she stopped cursing, and how she stopped using foul language. See, these are the type of women who are a danger to the black community. You see, we've been telling y'all that this vaccine, of course, is not something that we should be out here taking. But at the same time, what are you going to do, those of y'all who are in this World Star Hip Hop generation, who like to go clubbing every week, what are y'all going to do when white daddy, white mommy tells y'all why y'all standing outside of the stores and slinging rocks and also got some hood rat twerking in a restaurant? Y'all have to take this vaccine. Because the people who are in government housing, they are often the first one that is forced to do a lot of things that the government wants. Because you're the ones who first go to government buildings to get all kinds of assistance, okay? And we've been trying to tell you that, man, ain't nothing more than wanting a man and a woman to be together in order to basically deal with their own economic system together. But yet now, if you put the man out, then white daddy is your, the government becomes your daddy. And now the kids are exposed to all kinds of things, and they are manipulated because you only got one parent there. You see, you only got one parent there that is making all of the decisions. That's crazy. And that's what this government likes to do. They like to have just the single parent there, because when the single parent is basically, is she overwhelmed? And there's no father there, then, oh, yeah, you can put your child, give them all kinds of this and give them all kinds of that, put them on Ritalin, give them that COVID-19 vaccine as well. That'll set them down because the child, he's out there, little Jacob and little Tyrone and Shakisha and Bokisha, they won't sit down in the classroom. Let's give them this toxic medication. That'll keep them down here. You see? And so that's what the problem is. Women are being made to claim to be independent, so there's no father in the family. So now the white government can come and say, well, your child just needs this medication. Your child needs to be on this and that, and we'll take care of you. All you have to do, of course, is take that vaccine, that COVID vaccine, that Dr. Camisia, this black doctor, had helped to produce. And this is the game plan. You see, Amos Wilson talked about it. He talked about that we have to always, as black people, be complicit in our own demise. We have to be complicit in our own genocide. Do you understand? And that's exactly what happened here. The FDA is already coming out here saying that not only did Bell palsy was caused in the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, but basically they may have to really do some closer look at the vaccine itself, whether or not that, or if they closely watch it, because there were some white people who are also reportedly also got this Bell's palsy as well. And now they're trying to undermine the people who died from the COVID-19 vaccine and also who received Bell palsy. And they also tried to undermine the fact that not only did certain people have died from it or have gotten Bell palsy, but what about the animals that they experiment who had also died from the COVID vaccine? You see, like I said earlier, rushing this medication through a clinical trial. We as black folks are the clinical trial. And that's the reason why they put Dr. Kizzy, like our sister Vicky Dillard called her, Dr. Dizzy Kizzy. She basically is the front piece for the black community. Okay? Black men, I always taught you, when white folks start giving your women extra goodies and jobs next to them and all kinds of different types of gifts and prizes and goodies and increase in their promotion of jobs, watch out. That's very dangerous. That means that your wife or your husband has been used to help in a genocide of their own people. I explained to you here that when they continue to produce these vaccines, that the clinical trials were less than 1 year has never happened before. This is unprecedented. This is unconventional. This has never been done before. You understand? And so, therefore, the drooping of your face indicates that certain people are basically with a weak immune system, and depending on how old you are, it's going to cause all kinds of damages and all kinds of symptoms about it. And then the doctors who are actually out here telling the truth, who don't want the money, we're finding them to be silenced or found them dead somewhere, because there's certain types of people that the scientists will basically use the police and the government enforcement, the enforcement arm of white supremacy. They're the ones who comes and arrest you. They're the ones who silence you. They're the ones who come and you get, you basically is found dead in your home. That's the enforcement arm of white supremacy saying, we got to shut this nigger up, you see. So that is what is going on. And this is a very dangerous time for us, because the people who have supposedly died of the COVID-19 virus should have never died, because this is propaganda. And that's the reason why they did not want the pandemic movie to come out. We're talking about a government that is now illegitimate. You understand? So Dr. Susan Moore, she taught us here that, because this racist CEO hospital, this racist doctor who was the CEO of this Indiana hospital where she died, this guy is very, 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 he showed his true colors, though. Let's just say that, because I don't want to say something that, but he basically showed you his true colors. So it goes back on to the original article and the question, is the vaccine safe? And why these two black doctors and what they have taught us in taking this vaccine? Well, the lesson before we get out of here is they taught us two things. One has taught us that you can die from the COVID mistreatment, and the other doctor has taught us that you can get Bell palsy and other types of disease by taking the vaccine. That's exactly what it teaches you. it teaches you that black women, you got to just stop because of working. You're volunteering for this just because of money. At some point, I'm talking to the sisters, I'm not beating up on you, but you got to start understanding at some point, the hell with this job. I'm going to quit like this other black female doctor did. I'm going to get into another industry because I'll be damned if I risk my life and taking something that could end my life or damage my facial and any other type of body parts by taking any kind of medicine or any kind of vaccines or what have you. At some point, the principle has to be there. Okay? It's just like you all break up with us men. At some point, you get sick and tired because of the principle of that man cheating on you. Okay? But when are you going to get tired of the white supremacist using you as a token to basically advertise for your people about unsafe drugs, unsafe vaccines, just because you want to keep your job? When will that principle start to restore itself within your personal being, within your mentality, within standing up for principle and making sure that your race, the black race that you're supposed to be a part of, is not compromised just because some white evil doctor and his scientists want to engage and then basically promote dirty science? That's the question that today's commentary is supposed to basically convey. I'm Lawyer Henderson. Join me tomorrow as we continue to talk more and more about what white supremacy is up to.